This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And it's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Three lines open for you. No matter where you are in the country, 860-522-9842. You can call us, and it's on you. However, if you call us on a cell phone, it probably won't cost anything. So we're happy to take your calls from anywhere. 860-522-9842. I want to get a little more background, too, about community bands before I go to your calls, just because it's so important. I really think it's important for folks to know about these things. I didn't know about these things until I was in my 40s, and I should have known about these things earlier. I want you guys to know about them. But believe it or not, back in the early 1912, community bands were thought of as so valuable and important to society that Carl King, who was a famous composer, he lived in Iowa, and he got the Iowa legislature to pass the Iowa Band Law. What do you think that is, Dennis?
It must be a law about bands.
Well, you're right. Back then, the actual laws were about the actual things they were about. Nowadays, they don't make any sense. But I digress. So the Iowa Band Law, I've talked to music educators who have no idea about this, levied a tax on the citizens to support community bands.
Really?
Yes. 33 states signed on and still do. So, you know how we spend so much money on turf fields and stadiums for minor league baseball teams and stuff like that. Money we don't even have. We borrow for it. But they realized back then how important community bands are, and they still do. And believe it or not, I think in Connecticut, we're a state that really hasn't had a tax we don't find that we like. I mean, we tax rotisserie chickens at a luxury tax rate. We don't have this tax. Not that I'm advocating for a tax. I just think it's ironic that of all the states that we don't think we have this band law. But it's very interesting to think about the fact that having a community band in your community and funding it is something that 33 states got behind back in the early 1900s. And I mean, nowadays it's hard to even find a venue for community bands to play in, right? And all the logistics that are involved. But it's such a good thing for so many people. I mean, you got these bands all over the state. I mean, you can almost look at almost every town and there's a community band in there. And you're able to interact with folks of all ages, of all walks of life. It's the most unique thing you'll ever do. I mean, obviously, if you go to church and stuff like that, you'll deal with that type of thing or other community things. But getting in an organization like this, just the depth and breadth of who you're going to work with and learn from and hang out with and make music together. And for a couple of hours, you don't think about life. You don't think about taxes. You don't think about your kids' issues. You don't think about anything. You're focused on music.
Right.
It is so awesome. I mean, talking about meditation, this is like focused, turning everything off. So If you haven't picked up a horn in a while and you want to get into these things, your local community bands are very good for you, no matter where you go. So I'm all done. I just want to talk about that. Sorry about that, guys. Let's go to Greg in Waterbury, talk about geek stuff again. Hey, Greg.
Hi, how are you, gentlemen?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I got my last cable bill from Comcast, and my wife saw it, and we were kind of looking at each other saying, yeah, it was about a little over $225. And saying to myself, whew, I think it's time to cut the cord.
You're paying a lot for entertainment there, kid.
I know.
Right.
And I just want, I mean, there are a number of live streaming services that I've seen, but kind of leaning toward YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also trying to find out how much streaming bandwidth I would need for it.
It's just you and your wife?
How much streaming bandwidth I need on my Wi-Fi.
Right. Is it just you and your wife in the house?
Yes.
One?
We have, I think, about 6 devices between us.
Yeah, devices doesn't matter.
No.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it did.
Each of you, at most, each of you is going to stream one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have up to 2 streams.
It's a lot of it's a misnomer. How many devices do you have there, kid? Oh, you need 8,000 megabits.
Yeah.
No, you only need 150 by 150 if you can get a service like that.
And even that is
nice.
Way excessive for what they're doing.
Right. It's a fiber service. So if you can get a cable service that is, 100 megabits and 20 megabits up, you'll be fine. But the problem is you're stuck now as a customer of your cable provider. They don't care that you've been a customer for the past 25 years and they won't give you a deal as a new customer.
Right.
So you're going to have to switch, and you can do wireless. You actually probably have seen the commercials where the cable providers are a little nervous about these cellular services coming in to do wireless. So you could try T-Mobile and Verizon. They have home cellular Wi-Fi if you're in a good spot for like $50 a month.
Wow.
You could check them out. You could check your fiber services out. Hopefully there's a Go NetSpeed in your area. If not,
I was hoping for NetSpeed, but I don't think NetSpeed is in my area.
All right, we'll find out. Sign up and see if they are. Tell them you're interested in.
And there's Frontier Fiber in some places too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to use Comcast's internet service in order to get the internet that we need.
Correct. Exactly.
Oh.
Comcast hates to hear that, but correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I think you've answered actually one more question about the type of... I said we're looking for live because there are certain broadcast channels that we have to have.
Yeah, of course.
So which ones would you recommend? YouTube TV is at the top of a lot of people's lists, but
yeah, it is only because it seems to have a lot of channels, but it's missing some of the most important ones like NESN and the YES Network
and SNY.
Right. It's not YouTube TV's fault. It's just NESN is ridiculous as far as what they want to charge. Mm-hmm. But you can, I think, get it on FUBU as an option for sports, I think, if you're into NESN or YES. So check that out. But there's Sling. There's other services you can get that kind of have a smaller package. DirecTV. I mean, you name them. There's like free ones out there too, like Pluto, and you can start. And they might even offer live local, but you have to check if they offer live local or not. On each one, you're going to research. There's tons of them out there. So, but YouTube is the biggest one that people seem to know. Lots of channels, more channels than you need.
What would be the minimum amount of bandwidth that I would need?
Yeah, 100 megabits. Yeah, 100 megabits.
Would do it?
Oh, yeah.
And even that is probably much more than you need.
Right.
You could probably get away with 50.
Correct. They just won't offer it to you.
Right. Yeah, you're not... Yeah, they don't sell that anymore, but yeah, you could get... That's really all you need.
And part of the reason they don't sell that to you anymore is because they need to make sure their average calculations for bandwidth are at a certain level. So so the state says, "Oh, you're making sure you offer bandwidth at to enough people at an average speed." So that's why they keep cranking up these bandwidth numbers. I would contend, but you don't need that much bandwidth.
I see. Well, thanks to both of you. I really like your show, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
We will. Thank you for listening.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. So that's the biggest issue always is bandwidth, right? How much bandwidth you need? How big of a pipe? You know, if you think about it as water, and you think about right outside your house there, you have maybe a 1-inch copper line coming into your house that serves all your water needs. And the road may have a 12-inch main that is serving you 12 inches. But if you put in even my 500 is overkill. All right. But for $39, okay. I just saved $150 with my cable provider. So I've got a fire hose size of bandwidth, but I don't need it, right? Even with my kids at home, I don't need that much bandwidth. So don't overspend, because they're going to charge you eventually, whoever they are,
right,
for the bandwidth that they're making available to you. Let's go to Brian in West Hartford. Hey, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. I've got one quick question about NetSpeed, and then I got Office 365 question for you.
Okay.
Is NetSpeed fiber?
Yes.
All the way, or are they copper from the pole?
Fiber all the way.
Okay. I tried contacting them probably 2.5 years ago now, or 2 years ago.
Yep.
When they started showing up in West Hartford to try and get an answer to that question, and they couldn't tell me, and said somebody would get back to me, and nobody ever did.
Sometimes it's just a training issue.
Yeah, that
it's fiber all the way.
It's fiber all the way to your, I think it's a MUX box inside your home. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was curious.
Yep.
You know, because you're only a fast as your slowest connection, so
yep.
I was curious on that one.
Yep.
All right, so something I may be looking into.
You should, and it's really a no downside.
yeah, I've heard you guys talking about it for a while. So.
Yeah.
My bigger question is, I'm still running Office 2010.
Yep.
On my PC here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my reservations about going to O365.
Sure.
And the cloud and all the rest of that. So I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts
mm-hmm.
on where I should go. I definitely prefer having the software on my PC in my own control.
Yep.
With all my settings and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're paying for it once. That's another thing.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't looked into it that deeply yet.
Yeah. They exist. You could buy the Office Suite once. You can buy Office 2021.
Sure.
And get at least more current, Brian.
Okay.
Pay for it once, $200. If you get the student and home edition, it's even probably maybe just under $200.
Yeah. I've always had Office Professional for the last 20-some-odd years.
Gotcha.
So I think I'm not sure I'd be happy with the student home version.
Well, do you use Access, Microsoft Access Database?
Or Publisher?
Publisher, I use.
Okay.
There you go. That's
Access.
It.
Years ago, I actually set up a database of all my, you know, CD-ROMs that I had, classified them. I had a little bit of downtime at that point.
Guess so.
I like to have it. I know it's more expensive and
right.
probably sits around not getting used as much as it should, but
that's okay. So the pro version exists, you can pay for it once. And no, the only issue though is, Brian, what's your operating system?
I'm on Windows 10 now.
Okay.
All right.
Work.
That's cool.
I was worried you were going to tell me it's Windows 7.
Right.
Wouldn't
the
work.
2021 won't run on it.
Yeah. No, I've upgraded to 10 just about 2 years ago at
okay.
the point before 7 went end of life.
Very good. Yeah, you're in good shape. I mean, pick up a copy of it and you're all done. And you can just keep operating the way you're used to. No ongoing costs. If you don't want to make sure things go into the cloud, make sure you turn off the drive, the OneDrive that's going to be part of any installation.
Yeah, and I was going to say, even if you get 365 apps, they push you in the direction of the cloud. But even the 2021 is going to try to make you save files to OneDrive.
Right.
Just make sure that you're saving everything locally.
And with that 2021, is that just like a download through Microsoft site, or is that, can you actually go buy?
You can go buy it. You can go to like a Staples and pick it up. I'm sure they have, I would guess they have a copy right
there. But what you'll get there is a box with a card in it, and it just has a product key in there.
To download.
And it'll download it. Okay. We're going to be posting links to a special deal. For $30.
What? Did it fall off a truck, Dennis?
It's CNET.
All right, CNET.
I mean, it's
we'll trust them.
Serious thing.
So there's a deal out there.
Yeah, Mike G found that link for us.
All right, nice.
Okay.
And it only it only lasts for a couple days.
And we get nothing for it, trust us.
No, we're not making anything on that.
There's not a single link that we put out there that we get anything for.
Okay.
Period. So... yeah, good luck.
All right. I will take a look at it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. Four lines wide open for you. 860-522-9842. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's taking your calls. So if you're free to get online, 860-522-9842 is the number. And Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns as we wait for your calls. Do you have any news you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Oh, let's see here. What do we have? Oh. Lawmakers.
Oh, yes, those folks.
They are, well.
What are they doing? Causing trouble?
They're making trouble for a particular app out of China.
Oh, are they?
And this might not actually be a bad thing for Americans.
Okay, go ahead.
It looks like there is a bipartisan bill in Congress to ban TikTok nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
It is already banned on, I believe, federal government devices.
Okay.
And military, of course. I also think it's banned on some state devices. Mm-hmm. Some state governments have banned it.
Yeah.
But this would be a single nationwide ban.
Right.
And I think we all understand the risks of dealing with anything that's out of China. As soon as you're crossing the Great Firewall of China to get your app or do something, the Communist Party might be able to get their hands on whatever it is you're doing.
Exactly.
And that's not very comforting.
Now, of course, I warned my kids about this years ago. And, of course, they just think I'm a tinfoil hat wearing ding-dong. So they're, sure, Dad, whatever. This is bipartisan. It is a risk. Not only is TikTok extremely addictive, so it's unhealthy. It's very entertaining, obviously, and very addictive. These little short videos are very addictive. But you don't know what the app's doing, right? How much access it has to your systems. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the problem with an app like that that makes it such a security risk is that it has to have very deep permissions on your phone. It needs to have access to your camera, your mic.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have access to storage
and your location
and your location data. Those are very deep.
Yes.
You'll probably find a whole bunch of apps that are on your phone that don't need any of those permissions and don't have them.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, that wouldn't be much of a risk because there's only so much that the company can get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're running TikTok, you're deep in the phone.
So you're making me nervous here, Dennis. I've got a Chinese-made dehumidifier that wants access to my location too. So should I be concerned about that too?
Maybe you should.
Yes, of course. I turned off that. I did turn off that because it...
that still kills me.
I know. So just so you understand, this is a TikTok issue, but this is really not just a TikTok issue. This is an issue with almost every app that you have. And then you look at Google, right? The Pixel phone does a very good job trying to warn you and turn things off about access and location. However, it's Google. It's the pot calling the kettle, right? I mean, it's Google for crying out loud. So you have to be extremely naive not to think that Google's not tracking every little thing. We already know that, right? So... but TikTok is definitely a risk. I'm sorry to my kids. Again, I come home and talk to them about all the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Probably happens with your kids too. No matter what you tell them, they have to learn the hard way. You know, you just can't always pass any kind of wisdom along about what you've failed. They need to actually see, okay, all right, Dad was right. My bank account's empty. TikTok was a problem. I mean, you have to find out afterwards. I guess you're going to find out afterwards. Crypto's not a thing, guys. They'll find out afterwards after right. they lose $10,000, whatever they're putting in there. But TikTok is a threat, and we're not wearing tinfoil hat. I mean, well, I do have one. I have a tinfoil hat, but I don't, it's not on for this issue.
Well, like I said, I mean, there are other, beyond the consideration that it's, you know, Chinese app,
right,
there are the permissions issues. So,
right. All right, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So, George, hang on in New Fairfield if you can through the news. And three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And everything we've talked about today posted by Mike G. He's going to send it over to our Twitter page and our Facebook page. And then, of course, Dennis here is not feverishly posting, but just working very hard. He's not feverish. Getting everything out to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We'll be right back. Gary Hoey. You're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go right to your calls. We're going to go to George in New Fairfield, like I promised. Thanks for hanging on there, George.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
I have a question about the security packages.
Yeah.
Besides Norton, will they kick in automatically if they're uninstalled?
Yeah, Defender will.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what operating system? How far back does Windows Defender cover?
Defender in its current iteration is just Windows 10. Windows 8 and 8.1 include it, but it doesn't do a good job of managing itself on Windows 8. Where we've been telling people, you know, uninstall your antivirus and Defender will work.
Yeah.
With Windows 8, it's not that good, and you have to actually check to make sure that Defender is working. And sometimes okay. it can be difficult to get it working. But with Windows 10, it really is automatic, and the same with Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
You just uninstall the antivirus, and within 5 minutes, Defender will be running again.
And what protection does it protect? I mean, what does it offer?
What does it do? Who is your daddy and what does he do? So Defender is basically an antivirus and a malware product. So it's more traditional, right? It's still going to try to block any software that it sees as malicious. So nowadays, though, in business worlds, there are other technologies that you need. Now, we always recommend a web defense technology, a web filter called OpenDNS. It's a free service from Cisco. And if you implement that, you'll have less chance of being in trouble because it won't let you go to something that's malicious by default, which is kind of nice, right? You're not going to take that bad turn down to that through that bad neighborhood of the internet. Go ahead.
So you still have to worry about signing on to rogue sites and stuff like that?
Always.
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
Okay.
No one's ever going to tell you. We have to implement for our customers, our business clients, 5 or 6 different layers of technologies to protect them. Here on Computer Talk, we're really only talking about 2 types of protections, a web filtration and a basic antivirus malware. But there are many more layers of security you could implement to reduce your chances of being encrypted or ransomed. But it's not practical for most home users. There's no tool out there that I would just say, use this, it covers it all. Not to mention the fact that using one tool to cover them all is kind of like that one ring to rule them all. You know how that went, right? So you don't want to have one tool to rule them all because any of those tools, if that one tool is compromised, all your tools are compromised. So we recommend multiple tools in the business world, but for home, web defense and Defender is a good start, a good way to protect right. yourself. 2-factor authentication, right? Make sure that's enabled on all your accounts. I had a call, probably a listener call me at the office about his accounts being hacked. He's got his bank accounts are being hacked, his retirement accounts are being hacked. And what did he do? He used the same password on all of them. Well, that's not that good idea. And no 2-factor authentication. So you can protect yourself by just putting in the right safeguards.
One other quick question. Do the upgrades to a Windows Defender happen automatically?
Yes.
How does that work?
Yeah, it happens automatically. It's typically once a day. You will notice in your Windows update history, there will be something, and it's called an intelligence update.
Yeah, and sometimes it uses the word malicious. It freaks you out.
Right, and you're wondering what that's about. But that's really what it is. It's just changing the profile of what it's looking for on the computer.
Yeah.
And it happens once a day. It might skip a day here or there, but it's going to be that frequent.
And you don't have to do anything. It just happens automatically.
Nope. As long as Windows Update Service is running on your computer, and in nearly all cases I can think of, it will be. So go ahead.
All right, George, but still be careful of anything coming in your email, anything that says anything about anything. If you've got Microsoft, an email from Microsoft saying, you know, hey, your credentials are not working, don't believe it. Microsoft's not that nice. They don't care, right? None of these companies care. So you ever get anything from anybody in email, don't assume it's real ever.
Matter of fact, just yesterday I got an email from a streaming service that I subscribe to saying they couldn't renew me for the month.
Right. And you're going to be like, oh, no, I can't get my content.
Well, right. I mean, I was smart enough to say, I don't know. I'm not clicking that.
No.
And then I went to the site for the streaming service and it was fine. So I knew that it was bogus when I saw it. But there are a lot of people that will get tricked.
Yeah.
And there is that little, like a reflex impulse. Oh, I got to check that out. Oh, I got to see what that is.
And the reason we say this, George, is even though you got these technologies in place to protect you, you invited the bad guy in.
Right. Because that email got delivered to your computer.
Right. And you clicked on it and said, yeah, I want to go there. Now, the web defense might block it if you have that in place, if it's a malicious link. But if it doesn't know about it, you're circumventing. You're letting the bad guy, you're letting the vampire into the house.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, George. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So George has got something to do there. Let's go on to Tom in Harwinton. Hello, Tom.
How you guys doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Okay. Hey, I did the Windows update this week, and I noticed something that I don't remember ever seeing before, so I don't know if this is new or if it's been around for a while, and I wanted to ask you, is it safe to do this? I'm on the Windows update settings screen right now, and it says feature update to Windows 10 version 22H2. Okay. Has that been around long enough to feel comfortable updating to it?
It's been out a couple of months now, and I would update it. I haven't bumped into anything that shows that that's a problem. And I'm talking about, you know, seeing it in our tab.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
There are literally hundreds of computers at that level right now.
Yeah.
That we service, and there are no problems with it.
Oh, good.
So I would go for it.
Not that it can't happen to you, Tom.
Right. I mean, I can't guarantee that. I can just say with confidence that that feature update is not as troublesome as a lot of the others that have come down the pike.
Right.
And I know exactly what you're referring to because of that.
Yeah.
But things are a lot cleaner with this one.
All right, Tom.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, are you guys on next Saturday?
Well, we're going to tell you at the end of the show that we're not. They're going to be playing Christmas music, so we have next Saturday off.
How about the Saturday after?
We are on.
All right. Well, I wish you a Merry Christmas then, and a Happy New Year.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. Next Saturday, it's all Christmas music all the time. Well, you're going to have the holiday store and then Christmas music, so we are preempted by that until the holiday store closes. So while that's on top of my mind, text WTIC to 41444 and make a contribution of any kind to the WTIC Holiday Store. It's going to help the Salvation Army do its good work. And let's go right to Andrew in New Britain next. What's happening, Andrew?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning. You okay? Are you doing push-ups or something?
No, not at all.
What's up?
I'm not sure where I got it. I'm getting an echo.
Oh, you're getting an echo. You're not on line one.
Am I good now?
You sound fine.
Okay. I had a question about privacy and Google Docs. Google's famous for, basically data mining everything, that you do on Google.
Yeah.
And in terms of, privacy for... businesses, anything bigger than a hobbyist, perhaps, private clubs and stuff like that,
right.
That need to do record keeping, but would like to share,
Right.
Google Docs has gotten to be very popular because you can, you can create one document, you know, and people can contribute to it.
Yeah.
Edit mm-hmm. it and modify it as it goes along. In the terms and conditions, it's pretty clear that Google says anything you enter into a Google Doc or the document itself
yep.
is actually the property of Google.
I believe it.
Yeah. So is that true? I mean, is Google?
I don't know. I haven't read the EULA lately, but I just assume it when you put it in the cloud.
Yeah.
If you look at the French and the Germans, they are not even allowing their students, their schools, to use the free versions of these tools for privacy concerns. Same thing with Microsoft, too. It's not just Google Docs. I think it's Microsoft as well. So if the French and the Germans don't want to use these tools, you have to keep in mind what you're putting out right on the service. And the service also talks about how you can use the service, right? So if your company happens to be a company right now that they're not having a problem with, the moment that they do have a problem with what type of business you are, you could even deal with that type of thing. So keep that in mind too, right? No docs for you, right? Because you do this type of business or that type of business. That's probably in our futures as well. So I haven't read the EULA, the user license agreement, but you should assume if it's in the cloud on somebody else's servers, they can take it away from you if they feel you're not using it to their specs. And you should be able to, you should assume that they actually are reading the information. Not that they're, necessarily going to do anything with
it. Well, the chances that somebody there is reading it is very small, but the possibility exists.
Right. They want to be able to know if you're doing anything illegal, nefarious, or anything on their systems, they can turn that off, right? Because you're borrowing their stuff. Right. So I would just say keep that always in mind with the cloud.
Yes, it's become pretty apparent that, Google has realized that, the actual money, is actually in the data itself, I think.
Yeah.
And don't forget, their corporate mantra used to be like, don't be evil or something.
Used to be. That's the key.
Used to be.
Yeah.
And they've completely turned around. I think their mantra is be evil now.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you all that, but just assume and read the EULA. Understand when you sign that you're going to use the tool, no matter what service in the cloud it is, you're putting your business in that cloud. We brought up Kim.com, right? He had a file saving area on his servers. You could save your files out there. Turns out Kim.com didn't care whether or not you had copywritten material on there or not. FBI goes and takes all his servers. There's plenty of regular businesses that were out there saving their stuff to his service that couldn't get access to their content anymore because the FBI took the whole thing.
Right.
They shut them all down.
Yeah.
Right. So, there's lots of risks when it's no longer in your purview versus in your purview on your own servers. So,
So the cure for that is you go to like a Proton Mail or like a paid email service for your email, and then is there something like Google Docs that you would recommend?
There is Proton Files.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a
file sharing.
Cloud storage thing. I don't think it's as sophisticated as Google Docs, but do offer something.
Same risk, though, as far as I'm concerned, even though it's encrypted when you put it in the cloud, right? Anytime you put your stuff out there, you got to keep that in mind. All the folks that had Rackspace email right now, they've still been down for almost, the register was talking about the 12 days of Christmas, the 12 days of Rackspace. People can't get at their data anymore. So there's all sorts of risks. All right, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we step up for a quick break, or Carolyn's going to get mad. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in, and he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. Let's get back to your calls, and we're going to go to Jim in Canton. What's happening, Jim?
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
A couple of weeks ago, well, probably closer to a month ago, my Xfinity internet was down for a couple of hours. It was planned. I was notified a day before that it would be down for a couple of hours for a computer, for some kind of an upgrade.
Okay.
They were working out on this pole that day. Ever since then, let me say this first. I got a new IP address.
Hey.
After it came back up.
A shiny new IP address for you.
Wow.
And whenever I go to a, say, a retail website like Best Buy or Walmart.
They don't know where you're from.
It thinks I'm in Branford
yep.
or East Haven.
Yeah.
Okay. That's possible.
I have no control over that, do I?
Not really.
No.
You got to tell the website your zip code. I mean, when I used to be on Cox, they all, the websites always thought I was coming out of Rhode Island.
One place thought I was in Chicago.
Sure. And nowadays with VPNs, I mean, heck, I could be coming out of New York. I could be coming out of Arizona. I could be coming out of Germany.
Uh-huh. So. Okay.
So don't worry about it, Jim. It's okay. You just got to be sure that when you're driving to pick up that product that you ordered, it wasn't in Tennessee or something like that.
True. Now I lost my train of thought. But
I'm sorry. Sorry, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what they're doing is they're re-IPing your network. They probably ran out of IPs and need to resegment the network, and they have to offer you a new IP address to handle the amount of devices that they're servicing. And so you've been re-IP'd into a Meriden or whatever you said, IP scheme. Was it Meriden?
Branford.
Yep. And eventually the internet may be aware that you're really in Canton, but your IP is coming from a device in Branford, it seems. And that's where they think you're coming from. So we're going to go to Mitch in Manchester next. What's happening, Mitch?
Oh, Mitch is on. Wow.
You are?
Yeah.
That was quick. I have a Synology NAS at home.
All right.
And I'm in the process of redoing it, including putting two giant hard drives in it and things. Anyhow, my question is that I have a website of my own that sadly gets essentially no traffic.
you want to change that right now, Mitch? what's the URL? No, just kidding. Go ahead.
My question is, I think I can set up the NAS to host the website, and I'm just wondering if that's something you think I should even bother to try. Or
no, don't do that.
I would not do that, and it's not because of the NAS.
No.
It's okay. Because you would be opening ports 80 and 443 through
your firewall. Into your home.
Into your home. And yeah, I would not right. even entertain that no. in any way, shape,
good.
Or form.
I use, I've been using Ken Rice for many years, and he's been great. I just don't really need all his services anymore.
Yeah, so port
I'll
one.
Stick with Ken, then. Yeah.
Stick with Ken.
Oh, yeah, right, definitely.
You. Now, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Ken used to come in and help us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, port one internet.
Good guy.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you never want to really host your own website. Even in your own business, it's not worth doing it.
Yeah, in our client base, I can only think of two or three that are hosting their own. But they've even been set up in a particular way to protect the rest of the network. So, right. and you're not going to have that infrastructure in a home network.
Nope. So getting to the top of the hour, lines are all free. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk about email coming in, phishing attempts with file attachments. Now, we all know that very often zip files are used for that and PDF files.
Yep.
But did you know that HTML files are coming in?
Oh, my goodness.
Malware.
HTML, like web.
It's, right.
Yeah.
You know, .html or .htm is the extension.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're coming in, and people are opening them. And the real danger of that is in some email services, especially if you're looking at it on the web, that file can actually load without you realizing it.
Uh-oh. Fileless malware kind of thing, or no? It's not fileless.
Well, it's not. It's a file mal. It's file malware, but it's being opened because you're opening it inside a web browser.
Gotcha.
And the browser itself may be triggered to load that file.
Gotcha.
And display it. Well, it's getting to be dangerous.
All right.
So if you see HTML file attachments in your emails, I would just delete the sucker and be done with it.
Very good.
Because who's going to email you an HTML file?
Nobody.
Right.
Just nobody. All right, guys, I want to thank you for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Please support the Salvation Army. Text WTIC to 41444 and do some good out there. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live for us there. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, and again, all you guys. Because obviously, if you guys didn't call in, we'd be talking about our kids and our cats, and that does not make for good radio.
No.
So stick around for Dr. Lessie. He's up next, and we'll be off next Saturday as they do the final day for the holiday store, and then I think they're going to run Christmas music.
Remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
Merry Christmas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.